today on Real Radio.
One of the greatest atrocities that ever happened to women was for them to get in their minds from some lunatic, we're all equal, we're equal, we're equal with men. Did you know that the moment that was sold to you, you took a huge step down? Us guys were down here picking, listen, it was our delight to lift you up. We don't need to be lifted up. That wasn't even the point. You were already established up.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called So How's It Going? Part 2, continues his new series, The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. The Old Testament Book of Isaiah records the powerful ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Now, Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah urged the people to repent from their sins and return to God. He also foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and also what will happen in the last days. In So How's It Going? Part 1 from Isaiah chapter 3, we learned that there's a spiritual law that's unbreakable. Obedience to God brings about blessings, and in the end, there's a reward for keeping on the right path. But Isaiah warns us that the opposite is also true. When we're disobedient towards God, His blessing can be withheld. And now in Part 2, we'll continue to see how things of this world can so easily possess us. And when a nation walks in disobedience against God, trouble will soon follow. Today, on Day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that historically, God esteems the woman highly. God even calls husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. And you can detect the value of a culture by how it treats women. When a woman becomes only an object of pleasure and not treasured, the culture declines, often into ruin. And now continuing his lesson called So How's It Going? Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Lord, I'm open to this. If you tell me to do it, I'll do it. But I'm really open to you telling me to go there. I mean, I'd have clothes on personally if I went there, but I like to walk out there and then they're all just going, we just love everyone. And I'd like to just go, hey, everybody. Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father. No man, even the burning man, cannot come to the Father but through Him. I'm wondering, how deep is their love? How deep is their love? Right? What would happen? So we need to pray about doing a Burning Man outreach. That could be wild. Verses 16 to 23, this is what we learn here, is that when God removes the wants from life, how will we do? When God removes the wants from our lives. In verse 16 and 17, we see that when nothing of this world is left, what becomes of this? Moreover, the Lord says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, that's arrogant and proud, and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet. Therefore, verse 17, the Lord will strike with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will uncover their secret parts. What is going on? The nation, remember, as I said earlier, the nation had become extremely wealthy. And they had time on their hands because they had wealth. And it's very amazing to realize that the prophet is going to reveal to us something that is deep human nature. Those of you who are skeptics in the house, pay close attention to what we're looking at right now, because you have to ask yourself, okay, what the Bible describes, is it observably true in my world today? Is the Bible recording an actual thing? Well, the amazing statement here that's made, that there are these women, note this, they're haughty, not haughties, they're haughty. They're arrogant and proud. Number two, they walk with outstretched necks. The word here implies of a type of walk that looks like a dance. I'm not making this up. Listen to this. You don't believe a word I'm telling you. Go research this. The word means that they stretched out their necks in arrogance. The word means to cock the head back. So what does that look like? I'll try it. Okay, so arrogant. Beware of people who are like this. It's like, what are you doing? Outstretched neck. By the way, they wore a lot of jewelry on their neck. So they're flaunting their wealth. Okay, gets worse. Wanton eyes. The word means painted eyes or blackened eyes, technically blackened eyes. It was considered, listen, it was considered sensual in those days. And by the way, it's still true in many cultures today. And maybe it's true in our culture. Listen, if or when the women painted their eyes, when they darkened their eyes, Cleopatra was famous for this, by the way. When they darkened their eyes, it whitened the whites of your eye. It made your white, the whites of your eyes look brighter. That's why today, I should have brought you Dr. J. Vernon McGee's comments on this. It was amazing. It's so cute, though. He talks about paint in the eyes, and sometimes there's more, so much paint on a woman's eyes, you know, than her car or whatever. There's more paint on her eyes. But then he says, but then again, if your barn needs painting, paint it. You get that? That's an old saying. But anyway, if you blacken the eyes, it makes the whites of your eyes look brighter. And the whites of your eyes that look brighter meant that you were healthy, which meant that you were more pure. And you would think, how nice. That's a good thing. They didn't think like that. They thought, purity, innocence, I get to take advantage of that. Isn't that amazing? Notice though, in the world, whatever might be beautiful, Satan will pervert. Notice that? So watch this. They walk, again, don't believe me when I tell you this. This is so specific in the Hebrew language that it talks about how the feet, the way the feet move from toe, from it was talking about how toe to ground to foot to heel. And listen, with one thing in mind, the women walked in such a way to cause them to walk hard. How's that? So that their bodies would move when they walked. You got that? Okay. And mincing. They wore anklets that had bells on them. And A.T. Robinson writes in his book that he actually had in his possession, at the time of the writing of his commentary, an anklet from this time period. He said it had 52 rubies and 9 pearls on a gold anklet. Do you have that? See how rich they were? And when they walked, watch, when they did their, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. You know what it is? Nothing's changed. It's the same walk that they do on the runway walk. It's the same thing, except these girls brought their ankles together and they would hit, it was like an art. They would hit their other ankle together and make a jingle. And it announced their coming. So you'd hear them coming. You would turn and look, and you'd go, wow, look at her. And it says that she has wanton eyes. These wanton eyes are eyes, this is so cool. The word means to be painted for deception, to be painted to trick. In other words, and men are suckers for this. I'm serious. Girls, listen up. No, listen. Guys are visually stimulated, if you don't know that, okay? Guys are visually attracted, Girls, you're more, I'm not saying girls are not, but girls are more, he's so nice. He's as ugly as sin, but he's a sweet guy. You know, that kind of a thing. It's like, so these women, the daughters of Zion, are dressed like this. They're acting like this. And guys, listen up. Guys, she's dressed like this, and her eyes are like this to lie to you. To lie to you. She doesn't want you. She just either wants to make you a conquest of hers, or she wants your money, or she wants to ruin your life. And the tough thing is, guys are just, what? No, I think she loves me. She's just crazy for me. Look, I've never seen a girl walk like that before, and she walks like that for me. Look, we don't have time to get into it. Next week, we'll get into this, but Proverbs tells us about this woman. Next week, bring all your junior high and your high school boys in here. Then we'll give them a lesson. But we'll wrap this up and dive into this next time. Here's the deal. I was shocked to find this out. Every ancient commentator said, and I never thought about this. I never thought about this. Maybe you haven't either. But they said historically, because God's creation of the woman is at the pinnacle, God esteems the woman highly. Listen, it's God who tells the husband to die for the wife. He doesn't tell the wife to die for the husband. Think of that. Isn't that amazing? You say, well, no. The Bible says that the wife is supposed to submit to the pastor. Be quiet. Don't say that. The wife is supposed to submit to the husband. Ah, yes. But before it says that, the Bible announces that the husband's to love the wife like Christ loved the church. How was that? Crucified. And all the women said,
amen.
It's true. It's true. Here's the thing. The culture, all of these ancient scholars said, you can detect the end of a culture, a village, a state, or a nation by where the value of women is placed. I got to keep reading this. They said when the woman becomes an object of pleasure rather than an object to cherish and to esteem, they said you're on your way out. They said when a woman adopts that degradation and she begins to add to the whirlpool down, and sells out her value and her high esteem, she begins to live with wanton eyes and she walks seductively, mincing as she goes. And these guys pointed out, I mean, listen, I read one of the commentaries that was over 200 years old, and this statement, the statement that the man made was this, that they begin to be the aggressors in sex, they begin to be demanding regarding power, and they began to see no use for a man. And he talked about how they were given over to a desire that started within them, that they didn't check it, and it took control of them, and it just took them all the way to the finish line of that path, of that course. Are you with me? It's kind of like getting on a. It's kind of like getting on a ride. You're not sure. Maybe you go to, what's that nut place? Crazy place. I don't ever want to go there. Magic Mountain. You don't even know what you're getting on. I mean, exactly. It's like, oh yo. And all of a sudden, you find yourself 300 feet up, and the ride goes like inverted, upside down, like this, and your guts are flying out of you, and all this stuff. And you, what is? Listen, you're not getting off until the ride stops. And listen, I don't know what you want to call it, the women's liberation movement thing or That was one of the greatest atrocities that ever happened to women, was for them to get in their minds from some lunatic, we're all equal, we're equal, we're equal with men. Did you know that the moment that was sold to you, you took a huge step down? Us guys were down here picking, listen, it was our delight to lift you up. We don't need to be lifted up. That wasn't even the point. You were already established up. God made you a special, awesome possession of His. And God made the man in a way to very much service the woman in marriage. I'm dead serious. Don't write me, guys, after this. Don't write me. I know I can argue this biblically from the Bible. But somewhere it was sold to the woman. No, you know what? We want to be like men. Really? Why would you step down and come down to the gutter where we're at? We're just a bunch of, you know, we're just guys. We are so far from Eden, aren't we? From the creation. You know, when men bleed, men coagulate real quick. You know, we have more K vitamin in us than girls. Did you know that? Did you know we coagulate? You want to know why? You know we scab much faster than you do? Do you know that? Did you know that our hematocrit in our blood is different than yours? We can go longer without food than you can. Did you know that? Now watch this. Watch. We can go longer than you can without food. We can bleed longer than you can bleed. We can lift more than you. It's just where we're made. Now, I know there's some women who can lift more than some guys, but on the whole, on the general, we can lift more. Because God made the man to fight, to defend, to war. Did you know that? Did you know that if a man does not provide for his home, the Bible says he's worse than a non-believer? Think of that. Men don't nurture very well. We're all the same. No, we're not. If your little kid falls down and skins his knee, mom goes, oh, come here, sweetie, come here, honey, we'll get that all fixed up. What does a guy do? What'd you do? You're bleeding. Taste it. What's it taste like? Tastes like metal, doesn't it? That's the taste of iron. Every boy should know what blood tastes like. Taste it. There you go. You'll be all right. Let's go. Come on. I don't have all day. Let's go. Right? It's the way it is. Father, it is awesome when we think about mankind, humankind being serviced in ministry or in care and tenderness or in defense. It's all wrapped up in Jesus. You came, you defended us, you died for us, you gave us the example to live by and for. And Father, we have become so polluted by the propaganda of our culture and our world, we've lost sight of the fact that you love us. And as one of those that I read today mentioned how no other nation outside of Israel but America has been given the light. And then they paused with their pen and said, no, America has been given more light. In just some 300 years, you have done with this country things that have never been done in the world. And you've been good to us. And we are so thankful. And Lord, it is our prayer that before it's all over, we turn back to you as a nation, as a people, as a church, as a Christian, that we'd stand for what's right. We'd make sacrifices for the good. That we would love our families, love our husbands, love our wives, love our kids, love our parents, and love our enemies, and love our neighbors. Lord, tonight I pray that we would never lose sight of you. Jesus, you are amazing. And we're going to tell that to you soon, face to face. We thank you, Lord, that tonight we had a time of worship and study together freely. While the day has been dawning upon our brothers and sisters in Syria and Iraq, Thursdays upon them, they're fleeing for their lives. Some will give their life today for the name of Jesus. May your great grace be upon them. May they not feel any pain, but may they actually see heaven open up and they see their translation taking place. And may their persecutors see, as it were, beams of light going heavenward. May they hear the name of Jesus. May they even see you, Jesus. May, Lord, you reveal yourself in the desert sands to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. Lord God, may you show Islam that they're on the wrong course and they need redemption through Jesus Christ, that they're following the wrong book, that they need the Lord. It's hard for us to say this, but we know it's true. You love those persecutors. You love those guys running around in their black suits with their Toyota pickups and machine guns. You love them. Lord, we pray that you'd reveal yourself to them today. They have no promise. They have no assurance. They have no strength. Lord, reveal your greatness to them. You did it in that region. On the King's Highway, heading up to Damascus one day, a terrorist by the name of Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was terrorizing the church, killing people, having them beaten and imprisoned. And you opened up his eyelids and you revealed yourself to him, and he fell off his donkey that day. And all those around him heard a great noise and a bright light they saw. So God, we pray that right now for all those terrorists, that they would see you. Whatever you do, Lord, we submit to you. You're our life. And we praise you now with our heart and our song in Jesus' name. Let's bless him. Let's stand, church, and sing our praise to him.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called So How's It Going? Part 2. Thanks for listening, and when we stay close to the Lord and stand for what's right, and according to God's Word, it will go well for us in the end. So How's It Going? Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and the foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. When the Apostle Paul left Jerusalem and traveled to other parts of the world, he found cultures that were practicing idolatry, fortune-telling, and witchcraft. They were also engaging in lusts of the flesh as well as greed and self-promotion. It was happening then as it is happening now. So what's going to happen in the future? There's so much confusion of what the Bible says about the future. The lack of knowledge of biblical prophecy, widespread. That's why Pastor Jack continues to examine God's prophetic word. It's a series called Happening Now. Now, if you've missed the most recent episode that was featured on Facebook Live, or you'd like to catch up on some previous ones, you can watch Happening Now on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. That's at YouTube, Real Life with Jack Hibbs. One more time, the series is called Happening Now, and for more info, you can visit our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our desire here at Real Radio is to give you the support you need to carry on your journey of faith with Christ. And there are some great ways that you can support us as well. You can like Pastor Jack's page on Facebook and be sure to tell your friends about it. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel and follow him on Instagram. So for more ways to support this ministry, check out Pastor Jack on social media. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.